In this bulletin, two explosions in Afghanistan kill at least 70 people at Kabul Airport. Australia's leaders to discuss vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds at National Cabinet. And in sport, Denmark's Magnus Cort claims victory on stage 12 of the Spanish Vuelta. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has condemned what he described as the evil calculated attacks by ISK at Kabul Airport in Afghanistan. The two explosions killed at least 70 Afghan civilians, including 13 American troops, and wounded more than 100 others. The attacks happened during the waning days of a massive airlift that has drawn thousands of people seeking to flee the Taliban takeover. Mr. Morrison says that despite Australia's evacuation mission coming to an end, Australia is still backing the US and United Kingdom in other ways.
The United States and the United Kingdom, of course, remain in Afghanistan over the next few days. Australia's completion of our operations there mirrors that of many other countries now, taking similar decisions as Australia has done. And we continue to support the US and UK operations through our RAF, although none of that tasking or request involves any Australian presence on the ground.
And the last Australian troops were safely evacuated to the United Arab Emirates yesterday, ending Australia's evacuation mission. 4,000 Australian people were evacuated in just 8 days, but the deadly scramble to exit Afghanistan and the 20 years that preceded it will now be the subject of a federal parliamentary inquiry, which the Australian Senate has unanimously backed. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne issued an update to travel advice for Australians still stuck in Afghanistan.
We know that this is a very distressing situation for Australians still in Kabul, for people with visas, and for family and friends who are here in Australia.
And United States President Joe Biden has addressed his nation in response to the attacks in Afghanistan. He says he has been receiving ongoing updates from his national security team on the situation in Kabul in what's been the worst day of casualties for US forces there in a decade.
The lives we lost today were lives given in the service of liberty, the service of security, the service of others, in the service of America. To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this: we will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
Moving on to other news, and New South Wales has recorded 882 local COVID-19 cases today and 3 overseas cases. 2 deaths have been reported, a man in his 60s and a man in his 90s who both had underlying health conditions and had 1 vaccine dose. There are 117 people in intensive care, with the majority unvaccinated, and 47 of those are requiring ventilation. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says more than 80% of cases are being detected in the local government areas of concern in Sydney's southwest and west. Ms. Berejiklian also wants people living in the local government area of Camden and the rest of Penrith to be extra vigilant.
And we do today also want to call out people living in the local government area of Camden and people living in the balance or the rest of the local government area of Penrith. The health experts are telling us there are more cases there than they would like to see, and unless things improve there, there could be a chance that those areas could be designated local government areas of concern. But we're just asking everybody in Camden and the rest of the Penrith local government area just to be extra careful.
Meanwhile, HSC examinations will now begin on Tuesday, November the 9th, with face-to-face learning in schools commencing from October the 25th. The Premier is also asking those who work on school campuses to be vaccinated by November the 8th, including teachers or school staff members. 12 to 15-year-olds will have access to vaccines in September. And Victoria has recorded 79 new local COVID-19 cases and 0 in hotel quarantine. Of the new cases, 53 are linked to known outbreaks. There are 26 mystery cases. Meanwhile, premiers will join Prime Minister Scott Morrison and chief ministers at a national cabinet meeting today, with divisions emerging over the path out of the pandemic. Mr Morrison says after the release of formal advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation about immunising 12 to 15-year-olds, bookings for that age cohort will open from mid-September. He anticipates most of these appointments will happen through GPs and pharmacists, where families could all get their jabs together. To cycling now, and Denmark's Magnus Cort has claimed victory on stage 12 of the Spanish Vuelta. The rider sprinted to victory after a grueling 175-kilometre route in the heat of southern Spain, holding off a late attack from Andrea Bagioli. The victory represents a fifth career stage win at the Vuelta for the Dane and a second in the 2021 edition.
Today I was able to sit in the back, relax for the first many hours while people were fighting for the breakaway. And even though I felt the legs a little bit from yesterday, I managed to get over the two climbs.
Let's see what the weather's doing around the country for you at the moment. It's cloudy in Perth, where it's 18 degrees. It's also 18 degrees in Adelaide, where it's sunny. It's cloudy in Melbourne, 15. Much the same in Hobart, 12 degrees. It's 13 in the capital, a shower or two in Canberra. In Wollongong, a possible shower in 19. In Sydney, much the same. In Newcastle, partly cloudy in 20. Fine weather in Brisbane, where it's 24 degrees. In Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And fine weather for you in Darwin, where it's a sunny 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out our podcast, SBS News in Depth, for more analysis of the day in news, as well as special features from the SBS newsroom.